We're back here this Tuesday afternoon with another corporate update here on Mining Stock Daily. Have to be joined in by Gary Thompson, who's the CEO of Brixton Metals, trading on the TSX Venture with BBB, and on the OTCQB with BBBXF. We're starting to see a lot more drill results coming out of the Golden Triangle up there in British Columbia. It seems like every day, the last few days, drill results are starting to get trickled in. So Brixton Metals hit the news this morning out of the Camp Creek target with a really wide interval, 821 meters of 0.4% copper equivalent. There were some smaller sub-intervals in there, including 14 meters of just over 1% copper equivalent. Gary, it's nice to see some drill holes coming up. I'm sure this is one of a few that's in anticipation, but my goodness, those are some deep drill holes with a lot of mineralization in them.
Yeah. Hey, Trevor. I appreciate the update. We're pretty excited. This is the best copper hole that we've drilled on this property. Ending in basically drilled to 1,200 meters, ending in strong mineralization. And if you look at the bottom of the hole, actually the bottom several hundred meters, you can see a nice slug of increasing copper, gold, silver, moly grades with some spiky. Like we had an 89 gram hit it down. What interval was that? That was 1175 to 1176.85, 39.3 grams per ton. So because it's such a flyer gold grade, we cut that to 10 grams for that lower interval. But, notwithstanding, it's a pretty big copper hole. It's copper dominant porphyry, which is what everybody's talking about these days. And, this is really the best hole of the bunch. But if you look at the, there's a little movie. If you go to our news release of today's date, there's a little video there that has a 3D model that spins around. And there's only a couple, three holes that are below, that have actually drilled below 1,000 meters. And they're really good. You can see by the color scale, they're really good mineralization. It doesn't really start till about 800. So it's basically from 800, it's wide open in multiple directions, which is... the next step for us, and here's the exciting part for us is the next round of holes, we believe have the opportunity to tap the core of this system. We don't believe we're in the core. Why is that important? Because the core of these porphyry systems tend to be enriched in grade by orders of magnitude of two or three times generally. And, yeah. It's a question of do we just drill deeper or we actually need to be in another orientation one way or another. And we're trying to figure that out over the winter. By the spring, we'll be drilling kind of like I explain it like a wagon wheel effect. You use these the existing hole, like you could go back down to 184. And then from about 700-800 meters, you kick off with a wedge. You get 1 or 2 degrees off of that different azimuth. And then you drill 500 to a kilometer in that direction and do that several times off these, we'll call them like basically the mother pads. That's the sort of idea we have. So we don't have to have too many pads, and we can drill multiple holes off of each one, that really with the goal of trying to show we have a big system, but also see if we can nail the core of this thing, which will really get this project fired up.
More of the directional drilling here. Is that kind of what you're describing?
Exactly. Yeah, they're called wedges, and they are starting to use more directional drilling technology in mining, which has kind of been slow to come, but it's certainly a lot better than it used to be. That's for sure.
Yeah, Gary, the mineralization of this hole, you mentioned it around that 800 meter depth is really crucial because that's where you're seeing some of the best mineralization. However, you did describe it. There is some challenges because as a junior exploration, these deep holes, they are expensive. You are going off of porphyries, and so it takes a lot of drilling. Do you have to get creative here of what you can do to kind of access that 800 or deeper levels without having to drill more deep holes? I mean, obviously this is where the wedges are going to come into play, but to really get the scope and size of this, is this something you're going to be going and looking at with your team here this winter to see what you might be able to do to kind of lower the cost to hit those deeper, to get those deeper mineralization levels?
Well, I think everybody is asking the same question. Does that zone crop out shallower somewhere? And that remains to be seen. That's something that we'll look at. Is there a telescope zone that is shallower to surface? But I think here's the opportunity is that if this thing is as big as juicy as we think it is, the depth won't matter. If you look at the state-of-the-art mining today, it's all about block cave mining. These are large-scale underground mining operations. And if you look at some of the best porphyries in the world that are deep, some of the best discoveries in the world, like look at Vale's Onto deposit in Indonesia, amazing high-grade copper-rich gold porphyry at quite depths, actually deeper as deep, pretty close to the same, I think, from a starting depth. But nonetheless, the prize is worth it, and the technology nowadays will get at it. So that's what we're gunning for, and we're not too worried about the depth. Yeah, they're expensive, which is challenging at our current market price from a dilution aspect. But I think the opportunity, if we tap what we think will, it'll make up for that, whatever dilution we have to suffer in the short term. But I think the other thing to consider is that we have another target that we spent half of the season on, which is called Trapper. And that's been quite exciting because we've got lots of holes to come. There's still another 15 holes from that target. So we see that as a good offset. So we've got this deep Camp Creek target, which are slow-paced drilling. And then concurrently, we could be drilling the Trapper shallow holes with, we'll see what kind of grades come in there. But assuming that, they're in line with what we're thinking, that we'll be potentially having a drill turning on that target as well. So, and that's going to be a more rapid fashion because they're shallower holes. So could be a good combination between the slow and steady big holes and the rapid fashion Trapper gold holes. So we'll see how that all comes together. But that's the sort of plan for next season, generally, budgets notwithstanding.
So give us a quick recap of drilling. Obviously, done for the season. This was a big hole. How many other holes are out there pending assay results?
15, and they're all from Trapper. So we're now completed the, we drilled two deep holes, and then we just extended that hole 181 in Camp Creek. So all in all, close to about 7,000 meters, half on Camp Creek, and the other half still remaining on Trapper target.
Okay. And do you have a timeline of when you're hoping to see those results come in and hit the market with those results from Trapper? I know it's been pretty slow going here for all assay results, not just BC and the Gold Triangle, just everywhere.
Unbelievable. I've never seen the snail's pace, molasses in January type assay turnaround ever, actually. And so, we're anticipating to start to get some holes. We put out in the news release today an update on that. We said early to mid-November, we should start to see some initial holes coming to market. So when they come in, then we'll turn them around as quickly as we can. But, given that pace, I would anticipate, say, starting early November through to the end of the year, potentially even trickling into the new year. But that's our best guess at this point. And we're excited to see that. I think there's still some joy to come from the season's work.
So what look at this winter when you kind of, back in the office getting a game plan for 2022, what are some things you are looking at in the office to prepare now that camp's pretty closed down for the winter?
Yeah, it's a bunch of data crunching. We've got a number of vector techniques that we're using. And some of that, now that we have this most recent data, now we can start to run that in our model again for our porphyry fertility and vector modeling, geochemical analysis. So we're going to rerun those. That's going to be one vector that's going to help us for where we drill next. Also, just getting into the geophysics. We got the geophysics done. We haven't had a lot of time to look at that. We did put out a 3D model or part of a model, I guess, some section views of the deep geophysics that we have. We did a pretty extensive airborne mobile MT survey, which is deep seeing. I mean, we're seeing these big deep-rooted conductors down to 2 kilometers, one around the Camp Creek target and it looks like another one around the Trapper target. So those are pretty compelling targets. We're going to try and integrate that into our data. We also brought back, I think, 11 core boxes from camp, and we skeletonized a bunch of the holes that we drilled. I mean, these are long holes, right? So we took intervals all along that, and we're going to do some further analysis in partnership with MDRU, some thin section work, some alteration mapping to try and help vector for next year. So all that data will be collected and integrated into the model for next season. And we also did some age dating. I've collected quite a few samples for age dating, which will help determine, you know, are we dealing with all Cretaceous system, or are we dealing with these Jurassic system? And I suspect there's some overlap there. The geology is pretty phenomenal, and we've got such a big area to sort out geologically. So there's so much work to be done, but we did collect a lot of data, and now we're just going to be processing it all winter long. And by spring, we'll be ready to turn the drills.
Yep. Well, Gary, I'm sure if these drill results trickle in about the time frame you did describe, you and I will probably be touching base again probably early to mid-November, so next month. So look forward to that, and you know, good positive results from the drill. I know it's despite the assay results being a little slow getting to the market, you know, the work never stops, and there was a lot of hard work put into the project this summer. So congratulations on this good drill result, and you and I will be touching base again here in the next few weeks.
Thanks a lot, Trevor. Appreciate that, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, it's Gary Thompson from Brixton Metals, again trading on the Venture Exchange with BBB and on the OTCQB with BBBXF. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak to a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.